So the focus on undocumented immigrants dominates the immigration debate. And we've talked on this program before about how being secretive about one's immigration status is a difficult necessity, one that some immigrants are dispensing with to tell their friends and neighbors the reality of being in America as a so-called illegal. But the reality of someone trying to become legal in the U.S. may be even more difficult. Applications require that a prospective citizen leave the country and wait for the U.S. government to make a decision. Now the Obama administration wants to change all that. Under a new proposal announced last week, undocumented children and spouses of legal citizens would be able to apply for a waiver, which would allow them to remain in the United States while applying for a green card. Supporters say it will keep families together. Critics call the proposal backdoor amnesty. Here to discuss it is Richard Huber, who's an immigration attorney speaking from Boca Raton, Florida. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
And Jackie Bricker is one of the people in the United States affected by the change. Her husband is waiting on a U.S. Green card. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
So, Jackie, describe what, under the old rules, the procedure was and what sorts of travel and departures from the U.S. were essential to even trying to apply for legal status in the U.S.
Well, from my understanding, Richard might be able to give you a little bit more details. From my understanding, if they're undocumented, they have to leave the country, and you don't know how long.
And that's,
so they could be gone months, they could be gone, you know, it just depends.
And that's the reality your family was facing, right?
Yes.
Exactly. And so you basically had to fill out the paperwork and essentially wait to say goodbye to your own husband.
Pretty much. And then also, not only that, but on the return, how long we've got, you know, together we have four children. So, you know, and I do work, but I work around my kids trying to do everything I can to be a stay-at-home mom. So, you know, then what do we do? You know, he's the breadwinner. He brings in the money. What do? He's gone. How long is he going to be gone for? When is he going to come back? When am I going to see him? When are his children going to see him? And, you know, just the stress of that alone is a lot.
A lot of questions there from Jackie Bricker, who I suspect has seen a lot of paperwork regarding immigration. Richard Huber, how do the rules change the reality for families like Jackie's?
Well, it gives them a chance to stay together, and that's the bottom line. Until now, I've had to tell clients that if you do try to seek such a waiver, you're going to be apart. You're going to be apart for God knows how long. It could be months. It could even be years. And without knowing what the actual result is going to be, you're really rolling the dice by leaving the country, because by leaving the country, you're subjecting yourself to a bar to coming back to the United States. That's something a lot of people don't know. By leaving the country, you immediately subject yourself to a 10-year bar if you've been here illegally for more than a year, or a 3-year bar if you've been out of status for 6 months or more. So it's a huge risk, a huge gamble, when you consider having someone go out of the country and then waiting in limbo for a waiver to perhaps be adjudicated.
So from your perspective, and again, it's your perspective, other critics see it a little bit differently, the requirement that you leave the United States constitutes a huge disincentive for anyone in the United States now as an undocumented immigrant to embrace the legal process, right?
That's correct. And my clients would pay a huge penalty, a huge fine, whatever you'd want to call it, just so that they could stay. For example, I have clients that have children that have medical issues, severe, serious medical issues, where they cannot be separated from their U.S. citizen children. And I see that quite often. And, you know, the idea that they'd have to leave and not even know if they can come back makes it very difficult for them to make that decision. And most clients, quite frankly, when I tell them this, leading up till now, this new change in policy, would say, I'm not going to do it. I'd rather just wait in the shadows. I'd rather wait for an amnesty, wait for some reform in the law that would allow me to stay here, because I just can't take that chance.
Speaking to us from South Florida, Richard Huber is an immigration attorney. Well, what are the criteria for the waiver that the Obama administration says that people can apply for to actually stay while they wait for the paperwork to move through the government?
Well, it's a whole matter of what's called extreme hardship. And extreme hardship is a very interesting standard, because for some officers, that's not a big deal. That just means this is a real marriage, and clearly that U.S. citizen spouse would suffer without the person. For other officers, it's more of a, I need to see medical issues. I need to see serious medical evidence or a serious medical condition that you cannot get treated in your home country. The one thing I've come to deal with now lately is the situation in Mexico. A lot of these cases get heard in Mexico. In Mexico right now, in Ciudad Juarez or in Mexico City, you have issues of crime and violence and gangs, and you're sending people to a place where they're going to wind up sitting in limbo and in perhaps in danger. Our own State Department advises not to travel there, and then we're sending them there to do this. And
that's
another reason, yeah, people weren't willing to go.
That's a fascinating irony, the State Department telling people not to go to Ciudad Juarez. So, Jackie Bricker, are you and your husband preparing to make the case that it's an extreme hardship for your husband to leave?
Absolutely. We either fight or we wait. And for my husband, he's been in this country so long, if you were to see him, nobody would have any idea that he's an undocumented worker. You know, he's very Americanized. He carries himself very well. He speaks fluent English. He writes. He reads. Everything about him is American. So why not fight it?
All right, but being very Americanized is probably not the argument that's going to get you the waiver here.
No, that's very true. But in his case, it's worth a fight. It's definitely worth a fight. What's the other choice to him, to go back to Mexico? I mean, not only, as Richard mentioned, in Juarez, it's very dangerous. Where he's from, the state that he is from, there's a lot of gang rivalry going on. It's all over the country. There's really no safe where to go. We've looked at that option, you know, before we approached Richard.
So, Jackie,
no other option.
Do you plan to apply for this new waiver before we go?
Yes, we are.
All right. So, Richard Huber, what do you make of Jackie's chances here?
Well, I think he has a very compelling case, and it's obviously Jackie, and Jackie is the key to the case. She's my star witness, so to speak, and she's very articulate, as you can tell. But he has children that rely on him. He's been here many, many years. There are a lot of factors that go into an analysis of what is extreme hardship, and clearly the situation in Mexico right now factors in as well. And the idea that she's going to uproot herself and go there, or the children would do the same, is just untenable.
Who might be affected by this policy? Very quickly before we go, is it in the millions or just a few thousand?
I think it's in the millions, but certainly even hundreds of thousands. Not millions, but certainly hundreds of thousands.
Richard Huber is an immigration attorney. He spoke with us from South Florida in Boca Raton. Jackie Bricker, also in Stuart, Florida. Her husband is an illegal immigrant, considering applying for a new waiver from the Obama administration that would allow people to stay in the U.S. while they await the paperwork, moving slowly through the wheels of the U.S. government. Thanks to Richard and Jackie. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.